Pathogens that insects such as mosquitoes spread by sucking our blood cause hundreds of thousands of deaths every single year among hundreds of millions of cases of severe illness. Female mosquitoes especially need the nutrition contained in blood to help develop their eggs, and viruses take advantage of this biological requirement of mosquitoes, as well as other insects, to move from host to host. It is actually for this reason that we, among others, consider insects to be some of the deadliest creatures in the world. While the bites themselves are inherently not that violent or deadly, what they cause is very, very bad for humanity, which is that they are spreading deadly viruses. Now, to answer the big question on your mind, no, they do not spread COVID-19 as of now. Mosquitoes and other insects are not able to transmit every type of virus. For example, during the Ebola outbreak, scientists literally injected mosquitoes with Ebola, and what they found was that mosquitoes themselves did not become infected. The same is true for HIV as well. So why is it that mosquitoes and other insects can spread some viruses, such as yellow fever, Zika, Ross River, and malaria, but they're not able to transmit other viruses, such as coronavirus, HIV, and Ebola? While it's easy to think of mosquitoes and other insects as tiny flying dirty syringes transferring droplets of infected blood from person to person, the reality is actually far more complex. You see, when a mosquito bites and sucks up some blood that contains a virus, the virus ends up in the gut of the insect. And from there, the virus needs to infect the cells lining the gut and escape to infect the rest of the body of the mosquito, eventually spreading to the legs, wings, head, but eventually to the mouth. So that way, when the mosquito bites into the next person, it can actually hop into the other host. This entire process can take just a few days, or it can take over a week. And sometimes it's not even able to get through those barriers inside of the mosquito. For some viruses that have adapted for this process and are able to infect a mosquito very, very quickly, or at least spread onto the mouth so that way it can infect more human hosts, other viruses have not adapted for this process, and what happens when they get injected with the virus is the virus just perishes in the gut, or it gets excreted, which I suppose is another method of transmission, but not that effective for the virus. In short, mosquitoes and other insects can spread some viruses instead of others because those viruses have evolved to infect different areas of the mosquito and eventually get to the select areas which can reinfect other hosts. However, if the virus has not evolved in that particular way, it will simply die in the gut of the mosquito. Now, what this means for us humans is it's very important to not be around too many insects or new wildlife. And the reason for this is because the more that you're getting bit by insects, the more exposed you are to particular illnesses. Because mosquitoes are biting all kinds of different humans and essentially transmitting blood for us. This is more of a problem in Africa, South America, and Asia, which have higher populations of insects and more species and diversity that could potentially infect various humans. But even for people in North America, Canada, Northern Europe, there are still sometimes some insects. So it's very important to make sure that you don't have any in your home or otherwise biting you. So we at Wildlife X Team International specialize in safe and responsible removal of wildlife and pests. So if you have a wildlife problem or a pest problem inside of your home, we go in there and we safely restore the wild animals and get rid of the pests and restore any damage that they cause. The reason why we do this is because it helps prevent the transmission of deadly viruses and diseases such as malaria, and eventually it leads to just all around healthier, happier people. So if you have a wildlife or pest problem, feel free to hit us up by calling 855-WILDLIFE or check out our website at www.wildlifexteam.com for more information. This is Michael and we'll see you next week.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.